Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received from His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things which are necessary for our life and salvation. Come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. Be of good cheer. The Almighty Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance of life, an amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Lection for this evening is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Major life events of birth, baptism, marriage, and death. Many of them are noted in the local newspaper. We celebrate birthdays and weddings. We gather together as family and friends for baptisms and funerals, to be together in happy and sad occasions. We make connections with other people because they have the same birthday we do, or perhaps their funeral was on a day already important to us for other reasons. Even more appropriately and more importantly, we as Christians connect ourselves to the great life events of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our lives, and really the lives of most of the world, are in some ways built around his life events. We consider this to be the year of our Lord, 2007, because Jesus was born about that many years ago. Christmas is recognized by at least a third of the world's population. And we connect ourselves also to his death on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. And we do that every time we gather for the Lord's Supper. Jesus says, This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And St. Paul says, For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We aren't connected with Jesus directly by our birth, but he connects himself to us by his human birth. He becomes like us, human, so that we might become like him, perfect and holy. Shortly after our birth, most of us are connected to Jesus' death by being baptized. St. Paul writes that we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. In those waters that are holier than the Jordan River, holier than the Ganges River, our sins are washed away. The old Adam, our old sinful self, is drowned and dies because Christ, through his innocent death, overcame sin and Satan and bought for us eternal life. He purchased us and made us alive so that we can be his own, so that we can live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, in innocence, in blessedness. The drowning of our old sinful nature in baptism connects us to Jesus' death directly on the cross. It covers us with the cleansing water and blood that flowed from his pierced side. It makes us innocent and pure in God's eyes, just as Jesus, the holy, pure, and spotless Lamb, sanctified the waters of baptism by being baptized himself. And when we arise from this baptism, we are new creatures. St. Paul says that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism gives us a new life here on earth, a spiritual life, and the promise of eternal life through the blood of Christ, eternal life in heaven. This is his new covenant, his new promise, his new agreement with us, one-sided agreement in baptism and the Holy Supper. Jesus says, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Every time we come to the Lord's table and receive the body and blood shed for us on the cross, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. When we receive that precious sacrament, we are saying, "Lord Jesus, come quickly, take us to heaven," just as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Deliver us from evil." Jesus will come again. That is his promise to us. Not a threat, but a promise. It is a day we can look forward to with great joy. In these last weeks of the church year, we contemplate the signs of the last days, the end of the world, and it maybe seems sometimes a little doom and gloom. But in the midst of it all, Jesus reminds us and says to us, "Now when you see these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." It's like waiting for Christmas. We are eager for it to come, and we can enjoy all the preparations in the meantime. We can think about what a happy day it will be, what a happy day it will be when Jesus comes. And even now we can have a foretaste of it. Hearing the gospel of salvation, the gospel that forgives all our sins, is a foretaste of heaven. Eating the Lord's Supper is a foreshadowing of the great banquet feast that we will have in Christ's marriage with his bride, the church. For Christians, it is a joyful thing to hear that Christ is coming again to proclaim his death until he comes. His death, which gives us life. It gives us life when he comes to take us to heaven. We must be ready to leave this world in God's good time. And through faith in Christ, we are ready at all times to enter into the joy of our Lord, where there is no sorrow or sadness, no illness and death, where all things are made new and we can see God face to face and worship him in glory with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, where we together can laud and magnify his glorious name, singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Our connection to Jesus' life events brings us the sure hope that we too will rise again to live with him forever. Remember, celebrate, think about those major life events in your life and in your family. But especially remember and connect yourself to the life events of Jesus, our Savior, who was born for you, who died for you, who rose from the dead for you, and will come again to take you into his eternal kingdom of glory by his grace and mercy. God grant it to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen.